Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about a time to confess sin. In other words, a time to agree with God about the sin that's in our life and what we ought to be doing with it. And so we're looking at a passage that talks about things that God says we ought to get rid of. And as we looked at that out of Ephesians, it says to get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. And so we're using that as an outline for today, for this week's daily broadcast. And yesterday we talked about confessing bitterness. And today we're going to focus in on the rage part and learning to agree with God about rage and about the need to remove it from our life, to deal with it in ways that are godly and appropriate. Proverbs 19, verse 12 says, "A king's rage is like the roar of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass." As I think about that, I begin to consider what a roar of a lion is like. Been to the zoo here locally at times when the lions have been very active, and you could hear their roar echoing throughout the property. Now, what I've come to understand, now whether how accurate it is or not, the roar of a lion generally is about making a lot of noise and scaring people, scaring threats, scaring those that might be too close to your territory. It's not generally the way a lion hunts, is my understanding. They hunt very quietly as to catch their prey off guard. The roar is more about making themselves known in a way that, well, has a tendency to intimidate others. And when I think of rage, I think that description is pretty accurate. It's generally about making ourselves known in a way that intimidates others. Watch the news and experience life, you discover the prevalence of this thing we call road rage, where we go out of our way to make noise in an effort to intimidate someone else. Times where people have pulled out weapons and shot at others just because they wouldn't let them into traffic, or they cut them off. And I suspect that many of us understand how that happens in our life because, well, we've been there. And even though somewhere in our mind we know it's that not that big of a deal, it's not that much of a difference, I'm not going to get there any quicker or slower than what I would have otherwise if I just let them be. But we just don't like someone getting in front of us. We just don't like someone doing things in a way that we don't approve of. And the difficulty isn't so much not liking it, it's the way that we respond when it crosses over into that element of rage, where our emotions are out of control, we've not been able to keep them in check. And the reverse of this out of Proverbs is that the king's rage is like the roar of the lion, but his favor is like the dew on the grass. Now, I suspect it depends on what it is you're wanting to do as to how much you enjoy the dew on the grass, but in an area that, well, rainfall was not in plentiful supply, the morning dew was a very welcome thing. It would keep the grass green. It would allow for pastures to grow in a way that could provide for the flocks of those who would send their sheep out to graze. It would be refreshing dew. It would be something that was not like the roar of a lion, but something that was peaceful. When I get up in the morning and the sun is glistening off the dew in the grass, it calms my spirit. And I think God puts out that contrast so that we would be able to understand not so much the rage that exists within others, but the rage that wants to grow in our life. And to realize we have a choice. There's an option that we can take those thoughts and actions captive and replace them with the thoughts and actions of favor, of peace. You see, when we choose to let somebody in front of us in traffic or in any line, we're choosing a position of favor. We're choosing a position of peace. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying it's godly. And we confess rage when we agree with God that it doesn't belong in our life. When we agree with God that it's destructive simply by its roar, more so through what it does to us than what it does to those that we may rage against. You see, it's a lot of noise designed to intimidate. And how effective it is or not is not always all that important. What's important to understand is how damaging it is to the one who is roaring, to the one who is raging. How damaging it is to the one who, well, ought to be a witness for Jesus. The way we treat people, the way we interact, the way we show favor represents Jesus in a lot greater way than the rage that may boil up in our life. God's desire is that we agree with Him that rage is not the way of life we ought to go. We agree with Him about the damage it causes to ourselves, the damage it causes to the witness of Christ, the damage it may even cause to others. You see, as I've said, this topic of confessing, it's really not about telling God things He doesn't know. It's about agreeing with God about the things He already knows. One of the things that He knows is that rage has no place in the life of a believer. Not in the sense that it's displayed and expressed in our human life. There are things to be angry about. There are things to be opposed to. But our attitude ought to be one that desires Christ to be known. Roaming about and roaring is, well, it's the tactics of the enemy. Our practices as believers ought to be one of favor and peace, not that of fear and intimidation. And so today, as we pray, we spend time asking God to help us agree with Him about rage. Help us to understand why our blood exceeds the boiling point at times, and we express ourselves, we express response in ways that are roaring. And we ask God to help us agree with Him that we must get rid of rage in our life so that His favor can be seen. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love gives us what we need in order to overcome the sin which so easily entangles us. And Father, throughout this week, we're going to be talking together and with You and praying about some of the things that may creep into our life that do easily entangle us. The bitterness we talked with You about yesterday, the rage that we're considering today. Father, help us not to be those who go about roaring the rage of life, but rather one that goes about sharing the favor of Your grace. Father, for those times where we find ourselves in positions and situations where we feel the rage growing in our life, may we take those thoughts captive before they become actions. May we extend more grace and favor as a result of experiencing the temptations of rage. May we learn how to turn the roar that we want to give to a peace that others would want to receive. God, help us to get rid of these things that You don't want us to have in our life. But not just to get rid of them, help us to want to get rid of them. To grow in that desire to be more peaceful, more filled with grace and more extending grace. Father, may Your church, may Your people have a reputation of favor rather than a reputation of rage. And Father, in those circumstances of life, in those situations that we face that are appalling, may we learn how to respond in ways that confront sin, in ways that address the evil, but in ways that rise above and beyond a simple roaring of being noticed and intimidating others. May we not use intimidation as a tool or technique in our life, but may we understand the sinfulness of that. That those things are removed with the rage, with the roar. We can address the issues that exist with love with understanding, with mercy, with correction and training, with rebuke, with those things that are godly. But may we do so in ways that agree with you about that which is sinful, so that through that agreement we would not participate in the rage of this world. And Father, as we choose to agree with you, may we continually lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.